Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. I'm your host, along with my trusty co-host, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Thank you, Jim.
Today, we are talking about top ways to grow your business. Do you want to do it slow and steady, or do you want to do it 10x overnight? Do you want to be Amazon, which started out slowly and built over time, or do you want to try and be Dog Ecoin and go up 147% or go up 147 times in 7 months? Basically, what do you want to do and what do you have to do to do each one? And do you have to make a choice? Does 10X growth have to take 10 years? Or could you 10X your business in a year if you use the right strategy? We'll reveal all in today's episode of the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever thought, hey, you know what? I'd like to be an author. Or have you ever thought, I would love to have my own book to create one of those cool free plus shipping book funnels? Or maybe even you just said to yourself, I've got a message to share and I need to write a book to share it with people. You know, I was just like you not too long ago. My first book that I wrote from 1992 to 1996 took me 4 years to write. My latest book took me 72 minutes to create the content. And what I'd like to do is show you how you can write, publish, and even start to sell your own outrageously profitable ebook in as little as 7 days. Head on over to 7dayebook.com, the number 7dayebook.com, to check out the totally new and updated version of the 20-year plus classic. First published back in 2001, it's gone through 3 major updates. You can get the latest one for the same price we were selling it for back in 2001, just $29. You can get my full training on how to create your own outrageously profitable ebooks in as little as 1 week. Now, back to today's episode. Stu, let's talk about 10 ways to grow your business overnight, or how to 10X your business overnight, or 10 ways to 10X your business. I don't care.
I don't have 10 ways, but I have some top ways.
Let's hear them.
To grow them. So I would also like to invite the people who are listening live to this to add in some of their things that they used to see noticeable results, not only quickly, but maybe annual growth rates that you know spiked your annual growth rates. So,
Say that again.
I just inviting people who are listening to add in some things that they use that, I mean, little things. I'm talking about one of the first times when you gave me feedback, right? One of the first things you ever said was, you need book covers on your website, right? And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. How do I do that? And you told me about Fiverr. And I was like, okay, I'll go to Fiverr. And I found a dude from Sri Lanka who makes my book covers for like $10. And I was like, I felt bad just paying him $10. So I wound up paying him $20. Yeah. And I'm like, I did all my books with this guy. And they're incredible. Incredible.
And what happened to your overall sales just with that one change?
I can't say it took overnight because it took me a month to do over 30 book covers, but I was jamming. I mean, I was cranking these things out, and it was a 33% increase in sales just from that every month, every end of the year. So that was one of those things I'm like, damn, I wish I'd have done that 10 years ago. So that's the kind of the theme of this podcast is, what is it that you did that you said, damn, I wish I'd have done this 10 years ago?
Well, I can tell you one, or maybe not 10 years ago, but just I wish I had done 95. This sooner.
Yeah.
Is anytime you have an offer that's working, don't sit on it. It's like, oh man, you know, I got this thing and it's hot. Okay, it's hot, but the way you make more money is to go do something with it. So I'm going to tell you two quick examples. One, I've been selling 7-day ebook for 10 years, the first version. I don't know if we'd gotten the second version or not. But, oh, no, when we did the second version, I said, okay, let's add an upsell. Let's add an OTO, one-time offer. After they've already bought, let's make them an offer. And made them an offer for the video course. Immediately had a 20% take rate. Now, based on the number of sales that we had been getting, I went back and did the math, and I was pissed because I had left literally $1 million on the table over the previous 10 years. Because when you annualized it, what that percentage rate, number of sales, it averaged out to an extra $100,000 a year for 10 years that I had left on the table. And I'm like, holy crap. So now I don't do stuff without one-time offers. I don't do stuff without saying, hey, you just bought this. You want to buy something else? Hey, you want to buy something else? I make a couple of things. You know, same thing with order bumps. When with the book, you know, in the past, I was like, hey, you want to buy my book? And maybe I'll buy something from me in the future. And it's like, no. Okay, you see this book? First thing you're going to see is an order bump. With my boy Stu and I will read you the damn book. All right, you too lazy to Stu was too lazy to read it. So he's like, oh, read me the book, Jim. And then I'll ask you questions. I'll half listen and then I'll ask questions. I'm just playing about the half listen. But he was mostly listening. So, you know, the funny thing is that makes a ton of money. So order bumps, man, do them. Then OTOs. It's like, hey, you want to buy some software? Hey, or you want to buy to learn how to tell stories? And then you want to buy some software to do this for you? Hey, yeah, you want fries with that? Or perhaps a hot apple pie? I don't put on a hairnet when I write copy. So that was the first one. Then the second one is when I learned about scaling, because, you know, I came out with Minisite Creator and back in 2004, 2005, I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree. And so we sold it to my list and I was like, hey, that's pretty good. And then I didn't do anything. And then a buddy of mine was like, hey, I'll do a teleseminar with you about it. And I was like, oh yeah, let's do a teleseminar. So we did a teleseminar, sold the crap out of it. So now I'm like, no, 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 no. Then somebody else contacted me and said, hey, I'll do a teleseminar with you. And I said, oh, okay, let's do it. And then it went off in my head. Hey, dummy, why don't you start contacting everybody you know, telling them that you are kicking ass with this teleseminar, and maybe we can get a whole bunch of people doing teleseminars. And because we weren't even doing webinars back then. Yep. And so I was selling a video product using a teleseminar, and we sold millions of dollars of it doing the teleseminar. So the big thing is, just if you've got an offer that's working, don't sit on it. Don't depend solely on ads either. Go out, reach out to people and say, hey, would you like to promote this? Would you like to send an email? Would you like to do a webinar? Would you like to do a cross promotion? Would you like to do a Facebook Live? Would you like, you know, start working it, because that's where the real money comes from. Just because you get a working offer finally doesn't mean that the world is going to beat a path to your door. You've got to go out and scale. And you do that one of three, or you do it, well, not one of three ways. You do it three ways, and you should do all three. You buy traffic, you borrow traffic, and you build traffic. Run ads, utilize affiliates, and do content marketing and publicity and all that stuff. They call it earned media. But go do it. I mean, go ape shit crazy with it. That's how you do it.
Nice.
So...
another thing I did is, I'm sorry, go ahead. Another thing I'm doing now, actually, not that I did, that I'm doing now, and it is causing me to rethink how I do business. And it was related to you as well, Jim. You had recently asked me about Lulu Express and that process. Well, I have a Shopify store and I have a Lulu Express app that goes into that Shopify store that allows the person who's on my store to buy from my store it automatically talks to Lulu, gets put into their system to drop ship and deliver that product book to the person who purchased it. And they take out just the printing cost from my account. So it's no longer one of those things where you lose a person, it goes to Lulu's website, and then you pay Lulu, and then Lulu pays you back at the end of the month, a royalty type thing. It's not like that anymore. It's really a seamless process. And what that has done for me is saved, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours worth of work of uploading these, you know, addresses and everything sales into Lulu and have them drop ship it.
To 2 hours a week?
A day.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's changing a lot for me, you know, to.
Dude, that's 500 hours a year claiming back.
It's huge. And you know where it's helping me? It's
you're going to finally make that real-time workout series that I've been asking for?
You know what? I'll come to that in a minute. I have something that I'm working on. But what it's done is it has kind of helped me create more time in my day to do more premium programming, marketing, and training. That is just a service I have for guys that really want some help and me pinging them every day to get up off their butt and go do something, or if they have questions, they can, you know, ping me anytime, you know, things like that. But and that is I'm growing that service side a little more because I have more time to do it.
How much do you charge for that?
It's
a 500 a month.
It's more than twice as much. It's more than twice as much as the other.
Okay. So it ain't cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. So
that's cool though.
Anyway, so that is another one that
that's awesome.
You know, staying ahead of the game on automation can really help you do one of two things. It can help you work less so you have more time to do things you like to do. It can help you rearrange your work and structure that open time to do more profitable services and related products, to make you increase your business. So automation has multiple ways of helping you. Obviously, I'm not saying 10x your business, but definitely increase your business. And you just got to pull the trigger on it. So once again, it's one of those optimistic things. And I wouldn't have done it had you not asked me about it. Because you had asked me a question. Hey, you know anything about Lulu Express and what you can do? I said, I don't know. I'll find out. So I went and found out because Jim kind of asked the right question that triggered, I don't know if that's something that I can do. I can really see that helping. And then I reported to Jim. I said, here's what I'm doing. Boom, boom, boom. So anyway.
So you said something though, and I want to acknowledge Leslie here. She said, yep, took advantage of the OTO upon purchase of 7-day ebook, totally works, and I'm having a blast. Well, thank you, Leslie. So you should all be like Leslie. Go to 7dayebook.com, buy the initial ebook, and then take the OTOs. It'll change your life. Well, you know, the thing is, though, with that time savings, what if you took half of that time and just used it to enjoy life?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, not that I would, but you could.
You could do such a thing.
You could do something frivolous like enjoy some time off. I think that's really, really cool. I think the another thing that I would do sooner, and I used to do, I don't know if I would do it sooner, but one of the ways to scale your business is to go into business with someone who has more to gain from your success than you do. And when you have nothing, the fastest way to go from 0 to 100 is to jump in somebody else's car that's already got gas and is moving down the highway. So when you look at the original 7-day ebook, yes, I had been selling, you know, it took me 4 years to figure out how to get up to around $1,500 a month, which was enough to cover a house payment and two car payments and electric bills. So, I mean, that was good. But in the next 4 years, by learning how to work with others, I became a millionaire with a paid off house. So learning how to work with people who have more to gain by your success than you do. You look at Joe Vitale. You know, I'd figured out how to create ebooks and how to sell them. I partnered with Joe Vitale with a great idea that, you know, how to write and publish your own outrageously profitable ebook in as little as 7 days. That was the original 7-day ebook. And then I partnered with Yannick Silver. We did 33 days to online profits, which was a 33-day recipe of how to go from zero to having everything set up for it. Initially, it was everything to set up to sell your ebook. You know, and then I partnered with other people throughout the years. You know, that's number one. I mean, and then people say, well, you know, nobody will talk to me. No, that's not true. There are ways to infiltrate people's sphere of influence. There's ways to meet people. You're not going to partner with Bill Gates, but based on his marital situation and other stuff, I don't think you'd want to partner with Bill Gates. Okay. But my thing is that you can upgrade. You know, you find someone who's, you know, you're here, they're here. Find out a way to help them see, you know what, I need to work with this person because it'll help me to go higher. And you get pulled right along with them. And, you know, Russell Brunson being Russell Brunson today never would have partnered with me 20 years ago if he was, you know, he was who he is now. He didn't know me. And part of the reason he probably partnered with me because he knew me. But then look at Stu and me. Stu didn't know me from Adam, 6 years ago, 7 years? I mean, I don't know how long we've known each other now. It's been, you know, 6-7 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, but now we're business partners. I mean, we've written a book together. We've created stuff together. We had a membership site together that then came into the Jim Edwards Method Premium. I mean, it's about building relationships. And if you know, build relationships that are with people that are worth having relationships with, not one-sided, but two-sided. You know, the only reason Joe Vitale said yes to me was because I had developed a relationship with him through email and his newsletter for the 18 months before I sent him an email that said, hey, Joe, I got an idea. Let's take your book, Hypnotic Writing. Let's take my background with creating ebooks and selling ebooks. And let's do a book called How to Write and Publish Your Own Ebook in as Little as 7 Days. And that was back before ebooks were even a thing. I mean, we had to explain to people what ebooks were. Half of selling ebook was explaining to people that they weren't going to get a physical book. They were going to download it, and that was it. Yeah. So, you know, Gwendolyn says two heads are better than one. A lot of times, yeah. I mean, it's 1 + 1 = 3. And they've got distribution. They've got a list. They've got people. They've got influence. They've got a group that has a need, and you help them to fill that need because typically they're too busy to fill it on their own. So that's really been, if you look at the people I've partnered with successfully, unsuccessfully, the joint ventures that I've done that have worked, the ones that haven't, you know, doing some more of those and maybe doing them easier, maybe doing them smarter. But then, you know, so working with others, scaling faster, but still smart, and then really focusing on creating amazing offers for very specific groups of people. That's, you know, that's how you 10X. And that's also how you're not a flash in the pan. Because looking back over the years, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've seen crash and burn. Because they got lucky, but then they thought that luck would last forever and that their poop didn't stink, and then nobody cared. They didn't have all the things that you need to have to make it work. They got lucky, lightning struck, and then instead of saying, okay, I got this little war chest of money, let me be smart and let me invest this in my myself, my education, my relationships, my business, my audience, they said, you know what? I got the Midas touch, man. I know how to make it rain. My poop doesn't stink. And so then they think that they're going to, everything they touch is going to turn to gold. And they run through their money and then they start cutting corners and then they do bad things. And then they end up, you know, in some people really hot water. And literally there's video of your possessions being auctioned on the front steps of your house as you slink away in a used vehicle where you used to be the hottest thing on the internet.
You know what? I'm going to take this back to your beginning advertisement of this new podcast, which, by the way, I didn't respond. That was really good. I liked our, let's take a moment for our sponsors. Very nice touch.
Thank you.
But my whole business changed when I realized I could make ebooks. I had already published a couple of books through a traditional publisher. I was doing online coaching already, mainly because of those books that brought some popularity. And I had a website and people were saying, hey, what if I did this? Could you train me online? So I started training people online. Been doing that forever. Not forever, but since like 99 or 2000. And then about 2002, 2003, I had this database of workouts that everything I did, whether it was a local workout or it was an online workout, I had this database of all these workouts that help people solve a problem, a specific problem. So this person made it through the FBI Academy. This person made it through Ranger School. This person made it through whatever. And I just packaged all of those into a nice little ebook. And I just started selling ebooks. And I remember I woke up one morning with my first ebook sale and it changed the way I did business.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm bringing it back. That is where ebooks can really change the way you do business, whether you use it purely as a marketing tool or you actually use it to solve someone else's problem and it's a popular purchase.
Right.
You know, and then maybe that purchase turns into more personalized services if you need to advance that. But whatever you're trying to sell, that ebook can be very handy in really changing the direction of your business.
Absolutely. And we're going to end with this thought. And Gwendolyn, I agree. There is no such thing as luck. And I believe in the law of attraction too. Luck is defined as preparation meeting opportunity. But I like this one that somebody had shared. And remember to treat people right on the way up. Like they say, those are the same people you'll see when you're having challenges and they remember how they were treated. You're absolutely right. You never know who's going to be the next big star. And even if they're not the next big star, everybody deserves to be treated the right way. So everybody have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast. I'm your host, Jim Edwards, along with my trusty co-host and partner, Mr. Stu Smith. We'll see you next time.